minutes after the 12 o'clock hour. Good afternoon, Northern Colorado. Welcome into the whole show powered by PDC Energy. And you guys know this, my favorite thing to do on this program is when we can start it off with a bang, when we can get an awesome interview that's just going to elevate the program right off the bat. And who better to do that with than Colorado State's Chandler Jacobs, who had 12 points last night, 10 boards, and was just defensively, as we're used to seeing, all over the floor in Colorado State's win over New Mexico last night. Chandler, my friend, we appreciate your time. I know you're a busy guy, but thanks for jumping on the program.
Thank you for having me, man. Can y'all hear me okay?
No, we got you, man. Crystal clear.
Perfect.
Well, great game from you, man. I mean, it was, we're used to saying this about you, is you know, even if you're not going crazy on the score, you know, but you were last night with 12 and 10, you just do all of the little things, all of the big things right. And in this case, man, you just had yourself a heck of a game. Congratulations on that one, my friend.
Thank you. That was a fun win, man. The students showed up. That was an awesome night.
Oh, and a record for the student section. I mean, the students just coming out like crazy. I mean, ICE is not going to stop the student section. They wanted to see Colorado State play.
That was crazy. I thought for sure with the ICE situation, I thought it would be, you know, a low turnout, but for it to be the best ever was absolutely ridiculous. That was awesome, man.
I think I said it yesterday. I was like, I want the Rams to break the attendance record and all that stuff this year, but I think the weather's going to impact this one. Apparently, I was way off, but that's got to be cool for you guys, right? I mean, the fan base just loves you, loves watching this team so much that, man, I don't care what the weather's doing. They're going to come watch you play.
Yeah. That was amazing, man. That was, especially for a guy like me who's like a new guy, and I haven't really seen Moby besides this year. You know, that was a crazy experience for me coming from a D2, and that was like, wow. Like, it is cold, it is snow, it's ice. People, I'm sure, are slipping on the way to the arena, you know, walking to get their tickets, and they're still coming to support. That was amazing.
And you guys put on a show. And I tell you what, New Mexico's an interesting team. They have some good, a few good guards, of course, from like NBA. They have some of their dads are NBA or former NBA players. That's a gritty basketball team. They're a lot better than I think even their record shows.
Oh, I 1,000% agree. You know, I think teams like that, the reason why I think their record isn't as good as it could be is because they are a bit unpredictable, so they maybe do some things that aren't the most disciplinary at times. But that kind of team is one of those teams that can sneak up and get you if you're not ready to play, because they are good. They're talented. Their guard play is very elite. They play hard. They're gritty, as you said. So, you know, regardless of, you know, what the final score was, a win against them is a good win.
Well, and you're getting everybody's best now, right? I mean, you're looking at the standings. I mean, the coaches poll, you guys cracked that top 25. It's only a matter of time until you get back into the AP top 25. But the rest of the conference, they're looking at that. They look at the Colorado State Rams and say, man, if we go out and give it our all here, we can set ourselves up for a really good season by beating one of the best in the country.
Yeah, it's weird thinking about it, because I think from our standpoint, we never think about ourselves as being a, you know, nationally ranked team. We just go out and practice every day and get better and try to win all the games that we can. But, you know, when you take a step back and think about how these other teams are perceiving us, like, that's the truth. You know, at the end of the day, beating Colorado State at this point is a top 25 win, top 30 win in the country, which is a resume builder. So it's a great feeling for us, and I think being cognizant of how people see us is definitely a powerful tool that we need to be aware of.
We're talking to Chandler Jacobs for Colorado State. Wonderful game by him last night. And you are such an interesting guy with this, Chandler, because you are a sensational player. You could have, after, you know, when you made that decision to come to Colorado State, you had a lot of suitors out there, including Texas Tech. So you come here, and you're I hate to say it because it's not the right way to say it, but you're kind of more of a role player, but you're such a sensational player. How is that for you, because you were obviously such a stud last time around, and then coming here, you know, you're asked to kind of do things differently.
Honestly, it's been a journey, but one that I've loved every step of the way. You know, I think that this opportunity and this situation has challenged me so much more, you know, whether that's physically, emotionally, mentally, and it's helped me grow as a person, as a player. And I think that this opportunity has been so massive for me in terms of my growth. And it's going to be so good for me in the long run. You know, whether I play basketball for 10 years or this is my last year playing, however long I'm playing, I feel like this opportunity is teaching me a lot of life lessons and showing me how to be a team player and showing me how to affect the game in other ways, as you said. You know, I'm an old school, I average a lot of points and all those kinds of things, and now I'm not scoring as much, but finding a way to make an impact on the game in the minutes that I get is amazing. So I enjoy it.
And every game that you're in, you know, we've seen you just make an impact one way or the other. When I look at, we talked to David Roddy a couple of weeks ago, and we had a question for David that said, somebody had asked, who gives you nightmares as far as going up against a player in the Mountain West? He didn't go to the Mountain West. He said Chandler Jacobs. Playing him in practice every single day, it's Chandler Jacobs, man. That guy gives him nightmares.
That's cool. Roddy's my guy. He always has something good to say about me. I really appreciate him. But, you know, I try my best defensively, you know, use my length, use my strength, my athleticism. I think that I bring unique tools to the defensive end that could really help me guard 1-3 and even some fours really well. So being able to kind of just lock in on that side of the ball is fun for me and something, a challenge that I really enjoy stepping up to.
We're talking to Chandler Jacobs, who had 12 points, 10 rebounds in the Rams' win over New Mexico last night, 80-74. Chandler, do you guys feel like you're back now? You had that pause with mm-hmm. COVID and everything, and then, you know, you've had a few games since. But, you know, I remember when I was in small-town high school, I had a coach that always said, man, you could practice for 4 months. If you miss 2 weeks, it's like you didn't practice for 4 months. So do you guys feel like you're back to where you were before the pause?
I think we're slowly getting there. You know, I think that a couple of things that we really want to do better is just paying more attention to detail and being more just more on the game plan. You know, just a more locked in and more focused kind of from the jump and start of games and whenever that second unit subs in. But, you know, I don't like to think that the pause had much of an effect on us just because I think we're a good team and we're a tough team, you know, and we're one of the best teams in the country, one of the best teams in this conference. So a pause like that, while it does affect us in some respects, you know, for a large part, I want to say that we're tough enough to look past that and to not allow that to be an excuse. So we're getting there.
I was listening to your conversation with our friends over at Ram Nation not too long ago, and you had brought up that you guys were talking about the San Diego State game, and you said, hey, at you know, from this point looking back at it, I'm almost kind of glad it happened. You can learn a lot from a loss. I joked with David Roddy at the beginning of the season. I said, you guys haven't learned anything then because you weren't losing. You haven't lost much. But you do take a game like that, and you can learn so much. And obviously, you've won three in a row since.
Yeah. Nah, that was – like, I'll say it again, I love the fact that that game went the way it did. You know, it was definitely a bit of a gut check for us, you know, because we were riding high and everybody's talking about us. We're getting all this buzz. And to kind of get, you know, kind of just get it taken to us like that for a little bit was good. And it helped us learn. It's going to help us grow. And I think it's already kind of made a big difference in terms of just not wanting to feel that same feeling again. And, you know, from an individual standpoint, it was a big learning game for me in terms of, you know, understanding the toughness and what I need to bring to really be as successful as I want to be at this level. And it was just a great experience altogether.
Yeah, I mean, to me, that is a competitor right there. That's a guy, you saying, hey, you know what? I'm glad we lost that way because we needed to be better. We needed to learn something from that. And like we said, so far so good as you guys get set for Air Force coming up on Saturday looking for that fourth in a row. How has your transition been with Colorado State, with this coaching staff? Because it does seem like, you know, obviously we see what you can do defensively, but it does seem like we're adding more for you in terms of the playbook and such.
Yeah, it's been interesting, you know, because in my old school, I was the main guy. You know, I took probably 13 or 15 shots a night and all those kinds of things, and things were ran through me. So coming here and kind of adjusting to a new role has definitely been difficult, and especially in the summer, beginning of the season. But as the season kind of wears on, offensively, it's becoming a bit easier. I'm becoming more comfortable with it and being able to pick my spots a lot better and understanding, okay, this is where I have an opportunity to attack. And the coaching staff has been really instrumental in that, you know, whether that's watching film or just encouraging me, you know, just kind of throughout practice and throughout this journey, you know, and just reminding me that I have value to this team, whether I'm scoring, regardless of, you know, whether I'm scoring or not. But one thing I do well is score. And it's one thing I've always really been good at. So I'm still finding my way with it, but, you know, each day it gets a little better.
What went into your decision to come to Colorado State? What was that process like?
So, you know, after I elected to leave Dallas Baptist for my fifth year and go to Division I level, I have probably had, you know, 30 to 40 offers come from a lot of schools.
Wow.
'Cause who doesn't want a one-year grad transfer who, you know, is a good person, good athlete, good defender, all these kinds of things. So I had a lot of attention And as many people know, you know, I initially committed to Texas Tech, and you know, I just woke up the next morning after that day of my commitment there, and just it didn't feel right. You know, it felt like I woke up like at 5 o'clock in the morning, like in a literally cold sweat. Like I couldn't believe. Like, I was in disbelief of where my life had kind of went. So I just knew that wasn't where I needed to be, and where I wanted to be. So then I quietly decommitted. I didn't tell anybody about it because I was just kind of tired of the recruiting process. Because out of high school, I only had one offer, so I wasn't used to being recruited that heavily. So after that, I already decommitted from Texas Tech, Coach Ali hit me up because I put a post up on Instagram, and he just kind of was saying that, you know, I'm praying for you, hope you're doing okay. And because I was really struggling at the time, and I expressed that through my Instagram post, and Ali was really empathetic towards that, and it was kind of there for me in my corner, even when I wasn't committed there, or committed here, rather. So once I got that message from him, I knew that there was a lot of love here. I knew this was something I wanted to be a part of. And for my last year, I wanted to go somewhere where I was a part of something bigger than myself. And I felt like that this was the place to achieve that.
Wow. I mean, that's a theme we've been hearing, too, talking to a lot of Rams players, is this coaching staff. And then, of course, you guys, just a tight connection. You guys just seem to be firing it off on all cylinders, a very close-knit group. That's crazy to me, too, Chandler. Coming out of high school, you said you had one offer. And then coming out of Dallas Baptist, you had over, what, 30? I mean, what was that like, man? Whiplash, night and day difference.
It was crazy because my one offer was Dallas Baptist out of high school. It was the D2, the D2 school I went to. So when I came, so through this recruiting process, it was all new to me. Like, I was taking, it's funny, you know, I'm a very, like, kind and, you know, good-hearted guy. So I was taking any call, you know, whether it was a small Division One, a high-level D2, I was taking any and every call. You know, I think I hopped on probably a total of 40 Zoom calls through our recruiting process because I couldn't visit schools. And it was hectic. You know, my birthday, I had 8 or 9 different hour-long Zoom calls with 8 or 9 different schools. And it was a lot. It was a lot on my mental. It was a very long 2 weeks. I didn't get any schoolwork done. I didn't do anything but field calls and go through that recruiting process. And it was fun to be that wanted, but it was definitely a bit stressful and a bit uncomfortable for me as somebody who is I'm more apt to help people and more to, like, focus on others than I am to focus on myself. So it was an interesting experience, but one that I was really appreciative of.
Man, I think people listening right now, you got to realize, Chandler, you're a rare dude. I mean, we are in this transfer portal thing. You know, people are coming and going left and right. And here you are. You're basically being told by Colorado State, hey, you're going to come here, but you're going to kind of be a role player. You're going to be a part of what we're doing. You're not necessarily going to be the guy. You might some games. It just depends. But instead of taking that and go, no, I want to go somewhere else where I am 100% the guy, you said, hey, I want to go somewhere where it's much bigger than me. And that's certainly the feeling with Colorado State.
1,000%. You know, I had plenty of schools tell me, you know, you're going to come here and average, you know, and play this many minutes or take this many shots, or we want you to come be our starting point guard or starting two guard, you know. But I think for my focus, you know, I've experienced that. You know, I've experienced being the main guy, and I've experienced what it felt like to, you know, become an all-time leading scorer, become an All-American, all these kinds of things. But I think for me, what I was really looking for my last year was something special that made my heart feel good, and that made me feel good about where I was going in my life and people I was doing work with every day, you know, that I was spending most of my time with. So that was my focus, and I that's a straight testament to God and, you know, him putting that on my heart to come here.
And again, I think everybody's pretty happy that you made that decision, my friend. I mean, it's so much fun to watch this team, you know. I mean, you guys have so many weapons, and you're going off last night. You're getting the double-double. Deshaun Thomas had a really nice game last night, too. Obviously, Roddy and Stevens are doing their thing. It's just like on any given night, you know, you're going to see a couple of guys throw in something. So it really does feel like that ultimate team effort.
Yeah, 1,000%. And it's so funny because as much success and fun as I've had in my past, you know, achieving all the things I've achieved, this is probably, I would almost say, borderline one of the happiest times I've had in my athletic career, you know, just because it feels so much more enriching and so much more fulfilling doing it, like, with a group of people, you know. And I love my coaching staff from Dallas Baptist and my teammates from that experience, you know. But I was a bit of an outsider there. And a lot of that was my own doing, but here, I feel like I'm immersed with the group, and that feels really good.
And you said it. It's a fantastic coaching staff. I know from all the guys you mentioned, Ali Farokmanesh, obviously Coach Nico Medved, Sam Jones, man. I mean, I'm a big Sam Jones fan. I mean, it's a great group of guys.
It's a great group of guys, man. One of the best culture that I think anybody could be a part of, you know, top to bottom, fans, coaches, players, managers, you know, everybody. It's amazing. It's full of love, and I love it here.
Chandler, when you look at your future and you know, what you want to do, obviously basketball be a big part of it one way or the other. Do you also look at it and say, hey, this is good for my potential career because I'm not asked to score necessarily. I'm asked to do everything else. And wouldn't you say, whether it's, you know, the next levels, any of these pro leagues, I mean, they don't just look at points. They look at guys that can he do this? Can he do a little bit of everything?
Majorly. And it's so funny because, you know, if you asked me a year ago would I want to go to a school or a situation where I'm averaging, you know, 6 points a game and four rebounds, I probably would have told you no. But just thinking about all the lessons I'm learning, and like you said, you know, these pro leagues, they have their main guys. You know, they're not looking for somebody to come in average 30. They're looking for somebody who can help defensively, who can knock down an open shot, who can rebound well, who can help the team win. Because at the end of the day, basketball is a team sport. And players that adhere to team goals are the players that get paid, you know. So at the end of the day, I think this is going to be great in terms of the longevity of my career and helping me become more flexible to adapt into whatever role a team needs me to be.
Well, hey, man, I think you got a career in radio if you ever want to get into that. You're an easy interview, my friend, very personable, as everybody knows.
Appreciate you.
You're an easy guy to root for, too, and we'll be rooting for you this Saturday. Going a tough Air Force team, especially at home.
Yeah.
You guys had duked it out with them. I think that was the first game after coming back from the pause.
Yeah.
But that's another team that I think is a lot better than people give them credit for.
I agree. And, you know, the offense they run, they're so disciplined with the way they run their offense and their defense. You know, like, they're one of those teams that doesn't get caught gambling too much on either end of the floor. So, with those kind of teams and games, you have to be very disciplined yourself and just be mentally tough and emotionally tough to stick it in and outlast them in these possessions. And I think that if we do that well, you know, we'll pull out another win. I'm sure they'll get many of their starters back because I think maybe two or three of their starters didn't play last game. So, we'll look different. We'll be better. They'll look different. They'll be better. And it'll be a fun contest in Air Force.
And another opportunity to show Colorado State nationally, to showcase this Rams team nationally, because the game will be on FS1. So a heck of an opportunity for you guys.
That.
Yeah. So, again, last night, CBS, Saturday, FS1. I mean, you guys are getting a lot of that national television exposure.
That's huge, man. My family, I didn't even realize yesterday's game was on CBS. I had uncles, aunts, you know, all cousins, all my random family members sending me pictures and texts and, you know, watching the game, and a bunch of people back from Dallas Bath. That's my old school. So, that press is really cool.
Well,
we really appreciate it.
Well, and I mean, you said it with how great it felt, how magical it felt with the students there at Moby, with the fan base there. What better opportunity to showcase Colorado State, State Pride Night. You're getting tons of students there. I mean, that place was electric, and a lot of people saw it nationally.
Yeah, that was amazing. The students showed up. I think it was almost 4,000 students.
Wow.
Like, that's absolutely ridiculous. It was probably 15 degrees outside, like... I can't even promise I would be there if I wasn't playing. So that's a major testament to those guys.
You're growing something, man. You're growing this fan base is unlike anything we've seen in quite some time. So congratulations so far to you guys. You all are a delight to talk to watch, to cover, and we'll be rooting for you on Saturday, my friend.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
All right, that's Chandler Jacobs for the Colorado State Rams, sensational basketball player. Better guy. I mean, I've heard it, you know, like I was listening to our good friends at Ram Nation. They interviewed him as well. And I mean, I was excited about this. That's a fun. Look at that. 24 minute interview there. Feels like he was on for 5 minutes. We're going to take a short break. It was a big night for basketball. You had the Rams taking care of New Mexico and the Denver Nuggets winning in overtime, thanks to probably the back-to-back MVP. We'll talk about that next. It's The Whole Show, powered by PDC Energy, a Northern Colorado's voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Sports from the coach. Tune in to Clark and the Coach, weekdays at 11 on Northern Colorado's voice, 103.1. 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.